The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, Nerd Clan. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking about Midnight Sun, Chapter 4, Visions. This was an interesting chapter, one that helps solidify the story and where it's headed, and it gives us an organic reason to head where we're headed. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention last chapter. Last chapter was entitled Risk. And I love the title Risk. Yes, because it's the game, and I love the game. But the title of Risk is great because implicit in that title name is what we're doing, the stakes of it all. If you've read my blogs about The Handmaid's Tale as of late, I've been talking a lot about stakes. What are stakes? Stakes is when a character in a story is in the middle of something and they have to make a choice. And that choice proposes a risk. And ultimately, they have to make that choice based on that risk. And there are repercussions based off of that risk. In other words, what am I risking and what happens if I fail? Those are stakes. Big stakes, as I've mentioned before in a few other blog posts or even podcast episodes, big stakes are things like the end of the world. I always go back to Will Smith saving the world on Independence Day. Will Smith has to fly up, send a nuclear bomb into the mothership, hashtag spoilers, and destroy the mothership to save humanity. What is he risking? He's risking his life. He's risking Jeff Goldblum's life. He's risking the planet, the planet's health. And what happens if he fails? The human race dies. That's it. The human race dies. And we cease to exist. Those are global stakes. Global risks. Those are massive stakes. The funny thing is, though, stakes, for the sake of stakes and size of stakes, just because something is global, doesn't necessarily mean that it's worth our time. So, for example, when the White House blows up, there's a bunch of people that die in the White House in Independence Day. When the Chrysler Building blows up, there's a bunch of people that die in the Chrysler Building. That happened. Those people are dead. But a funny thing happens when the White House blows up. The president's wife is in a helicopter, and she doesn't escape. Well, she kind of escapes. But you don't know if she is alive or dead until later on in the film, where eventually, hashtag spoilers, she does die. And the Chrysler Building, when that blows up, who is there? Will Smith's girlfriend's friend. Vivica A. Fox, her friend. That's who's there. So even though there are big stakes, there are personal stakes. So that when something happens, when something like a big building blows up or the world dies, you don't know anybody on that world. You don't know anybody in that building. So you don't feel those effects. You don't feel those stakes. They're not personal. But when a friend is there, or when the president's wife is there, now you feel a little something because you're connected. It's not just a building blowing up with a bunch of nameless people. So those are big stakes. Small stakes are when, for example, let's just say for the sake of argument, I go to the store and Mary wants chocolate ice cream, but they only got vanilla. So what are the stakes? What am I risking? I'm risking buying the wrong thing. I'm risking Mary's happiness. And what happens if I fail? What happens when I come home with the wrong thing? Mary may not talk to me for a little bit. Or maybe she'll say, eh, screw it, I'll have vanilla. I don't know. But the stakes are small, but personal. I get a little bit more of of an anxiety attack thinking about Mary not getting chocolate ice cream. Excuse me, my daughter is here with us. Felicity, say hi.
Hi.
What do you want, Felicity?
This smells like the other milk.
Okay, well, go back to your room, please. Thank you.
And I'm hungry and thirsty.
Okay, well, I'll get you some drink later. Thank you, everybody, for for dealing with that little aside. So, why do I say all of this? Because risk is something that happens kind of mindlessly with Edward in the last chapter. He instinctively decides to save Bella because that's who he is. That's what he wants to do. And that is a risk. But now in this chapter, Visions, we get more of an insight into what is happening. This chapter, we're getting stakes. It's not just risk. Visions should be called What Happens If I Fail.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.